from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A house in Porcupine was severely damaged by fire late last night. Timmins Fire Chief Scott Atkinson says firefighters were dispatched at about 10:30 to the house on the corner of Conley Street and the highway. It appears to have started in the porch area. Investigators have yet to pinpoint the exact cause. There are no reported injuries. Firefighters from Whitney, South Porcupine, and Timmins were on the scene until about 2 o'clock this morning. Our little corner of the world is drawing a lot of attention from around the world for our bright future in mining. Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau today declared next week Mining Week in conjunction with the annual Canadian Mining Expo at the McIntyre Community Building. She met with Premier Doug Ford and members of his cabinet yesterday at Queen's Park. The mayor says they're as excited about the future of northeastern Ontario as international participants were at the recent Prospectors and Developers Convention.
Everyone was so interested in the CME in June in Timmins. People were coming by our booth. They had heard about it from other colleagues and coming to pick up the little pamphlets that we had at the booth. And so we knew that we were going to be seeing more of the world here in Timmins.
The Mining Expo is on next Wednesday and Thursday. Operators of large trucks in Timmins get a jump on summer later this week. As of Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, reduced load restrictions are being lifted by the city. That's a couple of weeks earlier than usual. Typically, the restrictions end in mid-June. The bylaw governing the load restrictions is designed to protect roads during spring thaw. That's when damage from the heavy vehicles is most likely. The Mountjoy Farmers Market opens for its 20-week season this Saturday next to the Matagami River, the first time it has actually operated in May. Market Chair Rock Wissell says vendor spaces for week one are sold out, with more than 45 vendors occupying 54 tables. Early produce, including some from greenhouses, is available, as well as fresh meat. And the market continues its tradition of providing entertainment.
The busters will be out throughout the summer as well, and we're continuing to try to entertain and have a little bit of different every Saturday, and we'll see what else we come up with throughout the summer.
The market happens every Saturday between 9 and 12 until Thanksgiving.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.